Yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Freedom Friday. And what's on my mind is, what are some qualities men should be looking for in a woman? And, you know, it's tough, man, because social media tries to tell us, hey, let's just be real. YouTubers like myself try to tell you what's real. You know, books, TV shows, movies, all those things, right? But all of that is subjective, because bottom line is, it's up to you who you choose, right? It's on you. It's up to you. No one else, right? All we can do is give our perspective on what's worked for us, our experiences. So let's talk about it. Let's speak on it, right? This Freedom Friday is only for men that are potentially looking for a marriage, and women that are, you know, looking for that good man, that's open to marriage, right? So let's speak on it. So women today are a different breed, right? As you can see, you know, there's a lot of unrealistic expectations going on. Women are demanding a certain type of man, the way they should look, how much money they should make, not only how much money they should make, but how much they should spend, how they spend it. Demanded that they should be this and be that, but women aren't bringing anything to the table. And the problem is, men are choosing these women. Some men, not all men. And these women that are demanding, hey, you know, you need to make a certain amount of money, you need to be a certain way, you got to dress a certain way, you got to be, and us as men, we're being that man to impress a woman. That's bringing nothing to the table, right? And we're creating this monster, as I call it, of women that are demanding these things. And they're demanding these things because you as men are giving it to them. So today I am gonna tell you why and qualities you should be looking for in a woman. So my brothers, let's speak on this. We as men, we have a vision, we have a purpose, we have intentions, we have a journey, right? But us as men, we want it right now, just as much as women want it right now. We're so infatuated with the short-term success and not looking at the long-term success of marriage, a relationship. And so we just feel like we settle because these are the women that are up front. They're so-called aggressive in what they want, their direction. They feel they have, you look at women and feel they have this direction. Does that really bring long-term success to you? We're not doing our background check on how these women are, how they act. The background check is as far as like, how's their family dynamic? How are they spending their money? What are their lifetime goals? 5-year goals, short-term goals? We're not asking these questions. You know, you get on the first date and you're so infatuated with the way she looks, right? And you feel this, that's your long-term success, right? But after a couple dates, 3 to 6 months later, that infatuation is gone. And you truly understand who she, can you truly understand who she is? And you choose to ignore the red flags. You choose to, okay, I can deal with this because of her femininity, because of how she looks. That's a problem, right? So we as men, we don't like to hear the truth. We don't want to know the truth. And some sort of being yourself is so different because it exposes us to be vulnerable, emotional, show our feelings, right? Because there are things outside of this world that have nothing to do with our personal relationships. That takes the capacity in our mind. And we need to you as men need to understand, how is our partner going to react? And this is where I get the phrase of, women are selfish, men are naive. Women are selfish because there's still this stigma that men should not talk, they shouldn't express their feelings, they shouldn't be vulnerable, they're not willing to create any space of peace for men. They feel men should be on a woman's accord. Why? Because men are leading with money. Men are, you're giving all your attention because of money, because of what you can do for a woman. Well, my question is, when is it going to come time when she can do something for you? Long-term success. Right? Something happens to you tomorrow. Is your partner going to be there with you? You've invested so much into your partner, into your woman, that you're not getting anything. You're getting zero back in return. And I know I've joked and I've said, as far as uncooperative women, you know, combative women and all that, but it's true. It's very true. If women don't respect you, if they're not willing to listen to you, or you guys aren't able to come to the table and have a general conversation and plain decision making without judgment, without pity, without like strife, you can't do that. What's the point? Why are you staying? It's not long-term success. Fighting fair equates to long-term success, right? But men, you're choosing women that look good in a dress, that look good, that show this great deal of femininity. She's a trophy woman, wants all your money, wants to see how much money you're making, not build with you. Just look at the economy we're in right now. Can you sustain that? And I'm going to talk to our ladies right now. Why is it such a problem with investing back into your man, into your partner? You're not showing support. You're not encouraging. You want instant gratification. And you're bringing your selfish ways into a relationship. And I'm trying to understand, are you in it for you? Which I think you are. But why is it so hard to get back to your man? Because of what someone else did to you? Because you felt you went through the journey with another man and it went nowhere? Is it because you did not look at how you played a part in that? Do you not understand? A key to a man's wallet, it ain't just sex. It's the emotional, vulnerable, giving a man a peaceful space, man. Stop trying to control a man. It's like you got him on your little puppet strings. You're trying to control the narrative. You're trying to control everything he does, control how he spends his money, control who he is, where he takes you. And it's confusing, man. Why? Because I was there, man. A lot of men today are losing their identity in relationships because women are controlling it. You're like puppet strings controlling a man on how a man should be, instead of supporting, encouraging, seeing the vision, seeing a man's heart. You'd rather see his wallet. So you want him to make all this money in the world, spend all this money on you. Are you going to give back to this man? Because I'm pretty sure he's investing in you. If something happened to you tomorrow, it shows the quality of the man that you have, and vice versa. If something happens to you men tomorrow, it shows the quality of woman you have in your life. You lose your job tomorrow, and your woman isn't there for you, that describes the type of woman you are, or the woman you have in your life right now. It is such a thing that men should step up, but there is such a thing as women should step up and be there for their men. I'm not saying you gotta have just as much money as a man does. No. But provide a safe space for a man. Encourage him. Support. Be there for him. Just as much as he's there for you in the Gucci store, in the Coach store, constantly buy you things. This ain't Christmas every day. Invest back into your partner. Learn to communicate. Provide a safe space for your man to come home to you every day with no strife or judgment. If something happens to that man tomorrow, are you there for him? Do you want to be there for him? Just knowing that he'll be there for you? I would love to hear that answer. All these women out here are saying a man's got to make a certain amount of money. He's got to be this. He's got to be that. And a man is accepting these women, taking on the red flags, there for them, and calling it love. That ain't love, man. You're naive. Women, there are women, and these type of women that are demanding these things are overshadowing the good women who are willing to do these things. There are women right now married in a relationship or even together with a man, right? All they do is expect things. They're not taking care of that man, right? That man loses his job tomorrow, they out of there. The problem is that type of behavior is being overshadowed in the public, that it's overshadowing the good women. There are good women out there that would invest in their men, if not more invest in their men than the men would invest in them, because they're creating a safe space. The good women are out here talking on how long-term success in relationships, in marriage, is women, detailed women that are there emotionally, able to navigate the waters when a man is struggling. And I'm not even talking like financially. I'm not talking physically. I'm talking mentally, emotionally. These good women are there. But it's being overshadowed by the sexy reds, the ice spices. You're seeing these women get these things, and women are saying, I want that. And a man, and you're asking men to provide that. And there are some out there that'll do that. But a lot of you women are continuing to expect more and more financially in the wrong things, not wanting long-term success. You're going to be alone for a long time. Men that are accepting these women, you're going to be in and out of relationships for a long time, thinking that you want long-term success and you're providing short-term things. And I say to you, free yourself. Enjoy the journey. Know that man's heart. Know that man's vision. Encourage him. Support him. Men, do your homework. Do your background checks. Yeah, she may look beautiful. Who is she? If you lose your job tomorrow, if you fall and you're in a car accident, is she going to be there with you? Is she going to invest with you? Because if these women are demanding a certain lifestyle, a certain amount of money, and they get this certain lifestyle from someone else, or they're making a certain amount of money on their own, are they going to invest it back into you? No. No, they're not. So I say to the men, free yourself. Don't be naive. And I say to the women, free yourself. Stop being selfish and wanting the instant gratification. It's no such thing. Free yourself. All right? I'm Philosophical from the Less Rock Podcast. I'm out, y'all. Peace.